pandemic distortions going into 4th of July. I'm David Brancaccio. We'll start in Europe today, where they've devised something that we don't have in the U.S., an official document with a digital code that shows if a person is vaccinated against COVID, has recovered, or has had a recent negative test. The BBC's Bethany Bell helps us with this.
The EU's new digital COVID certificate aims to streamline things. It's a document with a QR code, which you can print or download on your phone. The certificates, which are issued by national authorities, are recognised across the EU. There are hopes that other countries will also be able to participate in the scheme.
The Biden administration has opted out of a national vaccine passport system here, leaving it to the states. Four states have vaccine certification apps up and running. Let's do the numbers. The Dow future is up, not much, 9 points. The NASDAQ future is down 0.2%. On to national parks, bracing for a surge in visitors this weekend. Some may restrict some access. Hotels and restaurants busy. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin called some folks in Arizona.
The line to get to the south rim of the Grand Canyon National Park stretches through Tucson, Arizona. Charlie Hendricks is the town's manager.
We're expecting a big influx this weekend. That's part of why my phone's ringing off the hook.
And if park visitors want 4th of July festivities, like a parade and drone light show, the town will be one of the closest options. Nearby at Biggie Steakhouse and Saloon, you can get an Arizona New York strip steak and a plate of canyon pasta for the kids. Cleanne Cook is the general manager. She's already been dealing with high demand going into the weekend.
My business has been off the rails. We're serving anywhere between 600 and 700 people a day from 3 o'clock till 9 o'clock.
They're surpassing even pre-pandemic numbers, Cook says.
But I'm running at about 50% of that staff. I could use a little more so that I'm not killing them.
She needs to hire for every position, from waitstaff to in the kitchen. But applications are not exactly pouring in. For this weekend, steakhouse customers should just expect a bit of a wait. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
Now to our Back to Business project on Marketplace, which checks in with businesses at the time that economists keep using the phrase recovery. Today, I want to meet Carmen Tapio, founder and CEO of a customer call center business out of Omaha called North End Teleservices, with an interesting origin story. Ms. Tapio, thanks for connecting.
Thank you. It's really my pleasure to be here.
I understand you're the largest Black-owned business in Nebraska. Give me a sense of how that came to be.
That's right. We started North End Teleservices almost 6 years ago, and it came to be out of a need for job creation in Northeast Omaha that still sees double-digit unemployment. And we have some challenges in our community, and one of those challenges is transportation. And so, you know, we looked for ways to help people overcome the barriers to employment, and we located our business in the heart of the community.
How did you pull it off during pandemic? Could people still do the calls remotely, or what did you do?
Absolutely. So our technology really enabled a rapid response to the move to work from home. So within a matter of less than 10 days, we had all of our employees settled. And so our ability to do that really benefited us and the entities that needed our support. So the state of Nebraska, for example, called upon us to help respond to the pandemic, and we were able to do that quite easily.
So during pandemic, yeah, I remember longer wait times when I tried to reach other customer service, not yours. There seemed to be a lot of demand. With people from home, demand went up?
Absolutely. You know, we weren't going to the grocery stores. We were trying to order online. We were trying to order through phone or other means. And so absolutely, the pandemic definitely drove the demand for teleservices, telecommunications, telemedicine even. So, you know, I think that some of the demand and the way that we interact virtually will continue. And of course, there's a strong desire to get back to in-person services and commerce as well.
So here we are entering the summer of 2021. I mean, are you at an inflection point now when it comes to your business and how it's greeting economic recovery?
We are at an inflection point. Our industry did see growth in the midst of the pandemic. And so we saw a tremendous opportunity to put more people to work. And you know, we are looking at continuing to grow in 2021 and beyond.
Carmen Tapio is founder and CEO of North End Teleservices in Omaha. Ms. Tapio, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our ongoing Back to Business coverage is accumulating at marketplace.org. Depending on where you live, the 4th of July might look a bit different this year. Dryness and heat across parts of the West have raised the fire danger, which has some local authorities canceling fireworks celebrations. And in places that allow fireworks, like with so much else these days, there is a supply problem. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that.
Okay, let's start with the supply problems. And for that, James Fuller at TNT Fireworks.
You're probably seeing about 30% less product on the shelves this year compared to last year.
The reasons, well, they're plentiful. Factory shutdowns in China, shipping delays, and that shipping is going to be more expensive. Fuller says TNT is planning to eat its added cost, but smaller fireworks sellers?
We do anticipate generally that you're going to see a slight increase in pricing.
Now, on the subject of whether fireworks should be part of the celebration this year, especially in the West.
It is so hot and dry right now. Fireworks are just a terrible, terrible idea.
That's Jennifer Balch. She's a fire scientist at the University of Colorado Boulder. She co-authored a study that found that from 1992 to 2015, more than 7,000 wildfires started in the U.S. on Independence Day. That's the most wildfires ignited on any day during the year. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
7,000. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.